Springer Mountain Farms, the purest, best-tasting chicken available. Visit SpringerMTN.com and join the flock for cooking tips, coupons, and great information. Springer Mountain Farms, simply superior chicken. Always great care and great taste.
From the station that made country music famous, 650 AM WSM, this is a Coffee, Country, and Cody podcast.
Hi, it's Charlie Maddox, and in this episode, we sit down with Chris Bandy. Chris zoomed in with us on Coffee, Country, and Cody from his home in East Nashville. We chatted about his debut EP and his debut just a few months ago at the Grand Ole Opry. Enjoy our Coffee, Country, and Cody podcast with Chris Bandy.
Not that he needs the help, mind you, but we will add to the global streaming, if you will, if you're streaming WSM worldwide or perhaps Circle Television, the 80 million global streams for Man Enough Now for our special guest, Chris Bandy. Good to have you join
How
us.
How are you?
Zooming right in here from East Nashville this morning. And I was there to introduce him when he made his Opry debut back on February the 25th. And Charlie and Joe and I were just sitting here off the air talking to Chris, and it's like, that must seem like a lifetime and another planet ago in your life since February the 25th.
It absolutely does. It seems like years ago, not just months.
Read this great story about your influences, dependent musical influences, on who picked you up that day from school. If your dad picked you up, it was Prince, Cat Stevens, Michael Jackson. If your mom picked you up, it was George Strait, Randy Travis, Garth Brooks.
Yes, sir. It all depended on who was taking me or picking me up from school. So it was. I had a lot of great musical influences growing up, a wide variety of just about everything.
And you grew up in the heart of Middle America, the gateway to the West, St. Louis, Missouri, right?
Yes, sir.
And how did you wind up at Ole Miss? What took you there? Was it sports or music or what?
It was the girls. I went down for the first time being a senior in high school, and we went during rush weekend for the fraternities and sororities, and I thought it was going to be amazing because I could tell everybody that I was a freshman, get free beer, it was going to be a party. That is not how it works at schools down south. It's all formal. Everybody dresses up in suit and ties. The girls are all wearing dresses and high heels. And we didn't do anything the entire weekend, but we walked to the student union, which is right around where the sorority houses were. And I saw hundreds of girls just running from sorority house to sorority house and decked out, you know, in their Sunday's best. And I looked at my friend and I said, I think I'm going to go here. And I came home. Told my parents, and they were like, they said, well, we want to go check out the campus. The next weekend, we went down for a football game, and Oxford is known for its tailgating in the Grove, and my parents had tickets to the game, and they sat right behind Archie Manning, who is historic and just an idol in Oxford and the football community in itself, and my dad was sitting right behind him, and after the game, he came out and said, yeah, I think you should go here. And it was all history after that.
Well, you know, the square, too, much like the square in downtown Franklin here in Middle Tennessee, that square in Oxford is just so quintessentially Southern. It's what you imagine every Southern town to be. It's so cool.
Yes, sir. Yeah. I spent plenty of nights down on the square. Yeah. We actually, my senior year and my second senior year, we lived right off the square. So we could walk home after we had gone and walked around and stuff like that. So it was definitely a phenomenal college experience.
Is there a song on this new EP that comes out tomorrow that has the phrase hottie toddy in it anywhere?
There is not, but we need to work on one.
Okay. All right. On your next co-write, okay? Give me a call.
Yes, sir.
I'd love to be a part of that, Chris.
Sir.
Chris Bandy, if you just joined us, new EP is out tomorrow. Again, he made his Opry debut back in February.
Chris, I must say that your beard game is super strong and was so before quarantine made it cool, but it is not as strong as the glamour shot with you and your mom that you posted on your Instagram. That is amazing. And can you just give us the backstory? Do you remember when y'all took this glamour shot?
I remember a little bit of it. I just remember not wanting to be there, first of all.
You look happy in your bow tie.
I remember that, and then I remember all of the outfit changes.
Whoa.
We had that one. We had one with cowboy hats.
Oh, my goodness.
And then we had one with St. Louis Blues jerseys as well.
So we can look forward to those in coming Mother's Day.
Yes, Mother's Day's to come. Yes.
I can't wait. I'm going straight to your Instagram page on Mother's Day every year from now.
Please do.
Yeah, Morgan Evans would really, he would feel so inferior if he was in a room with Jordan Davis and with Chris Bandy at a time like this. And we could add John Osborne to that mix, too, because he says, you know, as a guy who doesn't grow a beard well, you convince yourself sometimes in the mirror in the morning when you can see it really close that it's doing things that it's really not doing. And he said, and then you run into guys like Chris Bandy and Jordan Davis and you go, why do I even bother? I should just be clean shaven all the time.
So well, I'm not going to lie. When I see Jordan Davis, I feel inferior.
So have you always been a beard guy?
I have not. So I actually had long hair up until, I guess, two summers ago, and I donated 10 inches to Pantene. I just wanted a change. I'd had long hair since I was 21. Decided I was going to make a change. Was still clean shaven at that point in time. And I was just missing that that little edge that you get with having long hair or a beard. So I decided to start growing it out. Mom still hates the beard, but she's starting to get used to it.
We should do a segment. This is based on references that Joe will make to her mom, Bev, from time to time. Things moms hate.
Exactly.
Just invite all comers, people watching and listening all over the world to the show.
Beards and motorcycles.
Tell me about East Nashville a couple of weeks before COVID-19 became a part of our vocabulary and the words isolation and quarantine. A tragedy of a different sort hit within what I think you told us off the air, about five houses from where you are right now.
Yes. So it was crazy. Nashville was hit pretty pretty hard in the month of March. I think it was March 3rd. We had a tornado rip through through East Nashville. It came five houses. The eye of the tornado hit five houses down from us. It was one of the 5 days that I was supposed to be home in March. And it was a very surreal experience. I grew up in Missouri, so I'm no stranger to tornadoes. We had tornado warnings, tornado watches almost every other day in Missouri. And, but I'd never experienced anything that close to home. Luckily our house was still standing. We had pieces of somebody else's roof in our backyard, trash and recycling everywhere because it just so happened to be trash and recycling day. A big old trash can got lifted up and thrown into my truck. So I had to get my truck, it shattered the windshield, had to get that repaired and the hood repaired. But our gate was broken, a couple fence posts. Our AC unit was picked up and thrown about 3 feet in a different direction. So it's definitely a experience that I hope to never have to live through again. But I'm very lucky that our house didn't sustain an incredible amount of damage. Everybody was safe. Everybody on our street was safe, which is even more grateful for. So it was definitely don't want to get woken up at 1 a.m. to a tornado. I will say that.
Well, tomorrow you will wake up on release day of your new EP, long-awaited EP. I know how exciting that must be. What plans do you have since you can't go out and play for people live?
We've got a EP release party tonight, socially distanced release party. I'm getting live on my Instagram page at 9 to kind of talk about the songs, how we wrote them, play a few, talk to some of the co-writers. So it's going to be a lot of fun. You know, it's not really what you envision as your first release with everything going on, but we were doing a lot of these Instagram lives and Facebook lives, and we were noticing how much the audience needs music right now. And we actually had a plan to release this a little bit later in the summer, but with everything going on, music is the one thing that kind of takes you out of reality for like 30 minutes, 45 minutes while you're listening to an album. And you don't really have to worry about everything going on outside of your house and your little world right there. So we decided to bump it up a little bit and give some people something that will take their mind off of the quarantine and just everything going on around them.
30 seconds left. Again, tomorrow is release day for Chris Bandy's brand new EP, 7-song EP. Are you going to keep that first date on the tour in Alaska on that first weekend of summer?
As of now, we're hoping. I've got my fingers crossed, but everything is changing day by day. So we will see. I don't know. I've heard speculation that tours throughout the rest of the year are going to get canceled. I have no idea. I've still got my fingers crossed that we're going to get to play all of these. So I hope we do. As soon as we get the green light, we are going out there.
There you have it for people listening in Alaska or watching us on Circle Television this morning. Chris, thank you so much. Congratulations
thank
on release day tomorrow.
My pleasure.
And get a
thank
celebration
you very
in
much.
Tonight.
Thanks for having me.
You bet. Look forward to having you back.
Thanks for listening to our Coffee, Country, and Cody podcast. Our program director at WSM Radio is J. Patrick Tittle. Our digital producer is Haley Hall. Marketing and promotions director is Amanda Cannon. And I'm Charlie Mattos. If you like what you've heard, make sure you subscribe so you never miss an episode. And leave us a review on iTunes. It really does help new people find the show.
Springer Mountain Farms, the purest, best-tasting chicken available. Visit SpringerMTN.com and join the flock for cooking tips, coupons, and great information. Springer Mountain Farms, simply superior chicken, always great care and great taste.